Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. It's Kimberly Borgens, where we fiercely empower women to own their authority, lead with confidence, and rise in business. I'm Kimberly Borgens. Like I said, I'm your host, and I'm committed to sharing with you over 35 years' experience of being an entrepreneur, starting a company from scratch and building it to a multi-million dollar business. I'm going to share some nuggets with you today that I call my wisdom highlights. When I started my business in my early 20s, I had dark hair. Since then, I've earned every gray hair on my head. But I'm really here to fiercely empower you to take on your role as the CEO of your business. Whatever that role is, if you're working in a corporate job, is owning that role. That's what I want to encourage you with. I challenge you to grow and be stronger as a woman in business. So today we're going to talk about something that is kind of near and dear to my heart. I mention it every now and then in some episodes, but today's episode is titled, Maybe You Are an Imposter, or You're Just Playing Small. You know, think about it. Have you ever sat in that meeting and thought to yourself, who let me be in here? Right? I have news for you. You're not an imposter. Stop giving that story to yourself and allowing other people to reaffirm it or go, it's okay. We all go through it. Look, I'm here to tell you today, you're not an imposter. You're just a woman with high standards. Own those standards. And maybe, just maybe, the only fake thing that you have is the story that you keep telling yourself. Look, I have walked into boardrooms where my outfit costs more than my rent. Okay. And I have gotten dismissed and shut down, right? I have been in leadership meetings and rooms where I have been dismissed both by men, as nasty and mean sometimes as anybody else. And so I just want to just really challenge you to stop thinking that you're the only one who goes through it. Look, I've had men tell me to sit down and be quiet in rooms. I've had people who have told friends of mine that, look, I don't want you to speak in the meeting. I just want you to take the notes. Like, seriously? Come on, the days of being someone's toots, right? And making them look good is over. Okay, if you haven't seen the movie Tootsie, go see it. You'll know what I mean. Look, ladies, you've been trained to be undervalued for what comes naturally to you. Don't act like, you know, look, my mother-in-law, God bless her, I've been with my husband now for 35 plus years, right? But my mother-in-law, I remember the first time that I went camping with them and I'm getting ready to start a fire. And she comes up to me and she says, Kimberly, don't do that. Don't start a fire. And I'm like, well, why not? She says, because if they know you can do it, they'll want you to do it all the time. I was like, what? right? Well, that created a little conflict there in my belief systems against her belief systems. We've since worked that out. That was a long time ago. But I want you to know that you've been trained to undervalue what comes naturally for you. And we have to shift that today. You think confidence comes before action. Confidence doesn't come before action. These are reasons why you think that you are an imposter. We're not an imposter. You just forgot that the more actions that you take, the more confidence you will get. Confidence comes from having the courage to take action, having the courage and the bravery to step into something unknown, something you've never taken on before. And I want to challenge you on that. You know what else I want to do? Turn on a light. So I want you to think about the light bulb. Look, this, I hope an idea just shot up for you, because I want you to understand, when you're comparing your behind the scenes to somebody else's highlight reels, understand that most of those highlight reels are staged. Okay? Your behind the scenes stuff, the things that you're doing, the things that you're taking action on, understand they're not the same. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Look, an imposter is someone who's faking a skill. You're not faking a skill. Hey, you might be faking smallness so you don't scare people off. You're holding yourself back, right? Because you're scared to be bold. You're scared to go up against somebody else's opinion, right? You don't want to deal with stepping on somebody else's toes or being seen or being held accountable for your ideas. I had an employee who I said, hey, I could really use you to step up. And she said, well, I don't want any responsibility. I was like, whoa, what? She had the skill. She just didn't want the responsibility. If you're thinking you're an imposter, I'm going to tell you, stop thinking that. Be honest enough with yourself to say, I don't want responsibility. I don't want to be held accountable. I don't want to go up against somebody. It's scary. Those are the honest truths. Being an imposter and giving yourself some cute title. I have imposter syndrome. So that, you know, exonerates me from stepping ahead. No. It doesn't. You just have a cute title. But what I want to say is, how can you shift past that? How can you get past thinking that you're an imposter? I mean, maybe you are an imposter, but you know what? The majority of, well, every woman that I've ever spoke to that thought they were an imposter, they were not an imposter. They just lacked a little confidence, right? They just lacked a little something. So let's talk about some of those barriers that can hold you into that belief that you're an imposter when we both know you're not. Okay. And I'll tell you a little bit about my imposter syndrome moment here in just a minute. But think about it. One of the best ways that you can get past the imposter syndrome, as I already kind of talked on it, is confidence. Building confidence. Right? You have to build the confidence. Well, the only way you build the confidence is by taking the action, learning more skills, stepping into the brave thing that you didn't really know that you needed to do, but you know that you need to do it. Or how about the brave things that you know that you need to say in order to get people to actually hear you? Right? Oh, self-doubt is one of the biggest barriers for women in business. It has nothing to do with imposter syndrome. It's just being in business. Can we just be real and honest here? Women may experience self-doubt and imposter syndrome because they're not feeling that they truly deserve the accomplishments that they have created or the position that they have moved into. Look, I can be just like everybody else. Look, I'm saying look because I want you to really look. I was a child of a military family. They didn't make a lot. My parents were divorced by the time I was 13. My mom never had any extra money. I picked up money on the streets as I walked through school every single day. And went to the grocery store. When I walked there, I found pennies. I didn't care. I picked it up. I got married. I thought, oh, finally, I'm out of this level of poverty and you know, nothing. I worked from the time I was 17. I worked a full-time job. I would go to school. I got out of school at noon my senior year in high school, and I went and worked 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. I was working a full-time job to try to make ends meet. The reality was I was given half of my paycheck to my mom to help her take care of the bills of the household. I could be the one person who could say, I don't deserve to be the CEO of a multi-million dollar corporation. I got married and I thought, woo, my knight in shining armor. At 18 years old, I was like, yes, I'm moving up in the world. And at 19, we had a son. He worked for the correctional department. I'm like, we are moving forward. And at 20, he left me. On our second wedding anniversary, I gave him a gift. He gave me divorce papers right in the middle of the restaurant. Look, I ended up a single mom on welfare. I know some of you have been through those hardships. Some of you have not, and that's okay too. Something will hold you back and say that you don't deserve to be the CEO of your company. You don't deserve to be a multi-million dollar business owner. But you're wrong. If you are doing the work, if you are taking the actions, you deserve it. If you are sitting on your butt in your home being a couch potato, you deserve to sit there and not make any money. You see, if you're taking the actions, I want you to get past what the societal expectations are that says that you don't deserve something. Because who are they to judge? Perfectionism. Oh my goodness. I can say I'm a recovering perfectionist. Right? Because the pressure to be perfect, to outperformance everybody, to be flawless in everything that we do is just ridiculous, ladies. Men do not hold men to that same standard. But for some reason, as women, we think we need to hold them to that kind of a standard. We're hindering women from taking steps forward. And women are accepting that out of fear of failure. Fear of taking the risk, fear of being seen is not enough. And I'm challenging you today here in this podcast. I'm challenging you to not hold on to that. Other reasons are fear of backlash and criticism. Have y'all ever been criticized? I could write, I don't know, an encyclopedia of all the criticism I have gotten over my life, right? Oh. If I listened to all that criticism, I would be curled up in a corner with a blanket over my head, wilting away. I'm just being truthful here, okay? We worry as women about being labeled aggressive, bossy, bitchy, whatever that title is, right? Arrogant. Big ego. Who does she think she is? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Y'all can think of some of those on your own, right? When we express strong opinions, when we're, you know, talking about things about women, when we're standing up and being bold about something, when we know in our heart of hearts that we have the solution. And then to be labeled? Yeah, why would anybody want to step up? But what if you did anyway? What if you stepped up anyway? We've been conditioned by society, right? That women are not smarter than men. Women let their family emotions get in the way. You know, all of these crazy things. And I'm not going into all of those today, but I'm just going to say it's time to stop and push back on that. Maybe you're the kind of person who has the difficulty, you know, accepting compliments or owning your achievements. I can tell you, my strong women out there, as I've coached over the years, one of the things I have them do is I'm like, tell me about something that was a win for you this week, right? Or something that you did well. And you know, it's the strong women who are focused on what I'm doing next. They're not willing to stop and take a look at what did they achieve this week. But what if you did stop and you took an assessment? If you allowed the praise, if you allowed taking credit for something into your heart, if you looked at what your own abilities were, imagine taking charge of that. Every single week, look at what you've accomplished this week. Heck, I got out of the office before 5 o'clock. Or, you know what? I made those calls that were difficult to make. I sent the email to somebody that has been a troubling client. And now we're having a different kind of conversation. You see what I'm saying here? And don't compare yourself to other people. Like I said, they're staging their reels, right? Your abilities are different than somebody else's abilities. I can't tell you, look, I have, three other sisters. There's four of us that kind of grew up in the same household. And these sisters and I, we had the same mother and father, you know, up until certain ages, right? Yet we are so completely different than each other. How is it that we both were in the same household and we have different beliefs, right? I'm sure you have a sibling, the same thing. It comes up. We're all created differently. We're not meant to compare ourselves to the other people that are doing something like us. It's your uniqueness. It's your ability to step into you-ness, right? What it is that you provide, what it is that you've been built to create, what your God-given blessings are. But we have been taught that we have to compare ourselves to men in leadership that can breed insecurity and self-doubt, those feelings of inadequacy, all of those come into play. But what if you could let those go? And I know that for many years, I've said this before, like I'm pre-internet, okay? Okay, public internet, because I know internet's been around for a long, long time, but public internet, I am pre-Google, okay? So when I was moving up in the business realm, right, growing up in business, I lacked role models and female leaderships in certain networks. It's getting better. It's not there yet, but it's getting better. Because that scarcity of visible female leaders, especially in specific fields that we really need them to step up and show us how to be leaders, right? They're not always there. It's hard to find those mentors. It's hard to find that guidance and support. But keep looking. Keep looking. Because it really is important. What if you found somebody? It's important for women to overcome the belief of imposter syndrome because it can significantly hinder your career progression. It can hold you back from growing your business. It's horrible for your mental health and well-being. Well, I don't know about you, but imposter syndrome, I can tell you, a few years back, I was sitting in that space. And for a brief period, I'm like, who am I to think that I can do this? Who am I? Somebody told me that I was a terrible CEO. And for a brief moment, I believed them. Not because I trusted what they said. They were upset and decided to quit without notice. And she told me that you're a terrible CEO. And I went, I need to think about that. And I sat back and I was like, maybe she's right. I never had a mentor CEO. I never worked in a corporate job, right? I never had that. I went from working fast food, working in customer service and retail. Heck, I took orders from catalogs way back when, from Sears and Roebuck, right? Like, I was in a customer service department helping people solve the problems. They brought in their lawnmower because it wasn't working right, and I had to help them figure out whether they should take it over to customer service the service department to get it fixed, or I was going to help refund their money, right? I was helping people solve problems. Then I moved into starting a business, okay? I don't know what a real corporate CEO does every single day. I'll be real. I'll be honest about that. Now, have I talked to some? Absolutely. Have I gone to learn some skills to be a CEO? Absolutely. I mean, crazy, absolutely. But when she said that, I was like, who am I to think that I could really be the CEO of a company? And I was like, I can't do this. Why am I struggling so hard? Why am I, you know, I don't know how to do X, Y, and Z that she was complaining about me. She was right. I didn't know how to do X, Y, and Z. That's why I hired her to do X, Y, and Z so that I didn't have to worry about doing X, Y, and Z, right? But she didn't want to do it the way that I needed it to get done so that I could understand it and read it. She wanted to do it in a way that her family had done it years ago. Okay, that's all great. She didn't like the fact that I went out and spoke. She thought that I should be in the office Monday through Friday, the exact hours that she was. Okay, I understand that. That was never put in the job description. It was never conveyed that way ever since the beginning of her employment. And she worked with me for, you know, a couple of years. I went in and just checked in with myself. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Ever felt that way? Where you feel so inadequate despite the evidence of my competence? How did I grow a business to a multi-million dollar business and be the CEO of the company? I don't have enough skills to do that. Right? Like, when I'm sitting in that space, when I was sitting there, I'm thinking, who am I? Guess what I did? I missed opportunities coming along because I was sitting there in self-judgment of myself because somebody else judged me. My productivity decreased. I had to learn a whole new part of our software to do her job so that because I didn't have anybody else to do it and it had to get done, it was critical. But what about what I did know? Think about what you do know. I had to address and look imposter syndrome square in the face. It didn't feel good. It kind of hurt. Her words stung. But guess what? Let me tell you how I got over it. And how I'm going to tell you how you can get over it too. Okay? I can prove that you're not an imposter. I can prove it. And this is how I had to prove it to myself. But you have to do the work for me, okay? Because I'm not there with you. I'm not sitting there coaching you one-on-one, right? But if you want to join me in the Hive Hangout, we can work out a coaching thing, okay? But let me prove to you how I know that you're not an imposter, because it's the same thing that I had to do for myself. Is I had to first look at my past. I had to do a reality check, a history check of my past. So for you, here's what I'm going to challenge you to do on this podcast. Look back the last 3 years. Where were you then? Compare it to where you are now. I bet if you take 5 minutes to write down, where was I 3 years ago? What was I doing? What skills have I learned in the last 3 years? What have I accomplished in the last 3 years? I'll bet you that growth alone will disprove your imposter story. Here's the second step that you can do is what's the results check? What has someone paid you for? What has someone promoted you to? What has somebody thanked you for your work on? Right? Think about that for a moment. If you could write that down, do a results check. That somebody paid you for something, that somebody promoted you into something. Maybe you promoted yourself from being the sole provider or sole entrepreneur to being a CEO of your business. What has somebody thanked you for helping them out on? I want you to know that's market valuation. It's not make-believe. you have those testimonials that you've gotten in the last 3 years, that's gold. It's worth a lot. And it's telling you, clear up and bold face, you're not an imposter. And the third thing that you can do is do the respect check. If people come to you for advice, or they come to you for clarity, or maybe even approval, guess what? You have authority. Whether you claim that authority to be in your space or not is up to you. But they're telling you this, and when you don't take it on, you're calling them a liar. I don't want you to call people liars because I know that's not where your heart is. But do the respect check. If people can respect what you have to say, they don't have to agree with you, but they can respect it, then you're not an imposter. I'm sorry, I'm busting up that belief that you're sitting in imposter syndrome. It's time to claim it. Stop giving yourself acute diagnosis for playing small. You don't have imposter syndrome. You might have avoidance syndrome, okay? You might have I don't want to do it syndrome, or I don't want to step into confidence syndrome. You're avoiding and owning, you're avoiding owning your greatness, okay? Because you're going to actually have to live up to that. To those who much is given, much is required, right? Look, men don't do this. Men don't sit in an imposter syndrome. They don't give it a cute name. Only women do this. And as women, we need to stop doing it. It's time to start focusing on self-awareness, positive self-talk, and recognizing your accomplishments. Okay, so history check. Look back the last 3 years. What have you accomplished? Compare it to where you are now. Results check. Did someone pay you, promote you, thank you for your work? Because that's the validation. And the respect check. If people come to you for advice, for clarity, for approval, look, then you have the authority and you're not an imposter. So let's talk about what can happen if you get past imposter syndrome. Career advancement. Okay. What happens is if you're stuck in imposter syndrome, people see it. People know it. Your leadership team can feel it. Right? So get it out of the way. Go after those promotions. Pursue them. Take on the challenging projects. Apply for the job that you're qualified for. Or even if you're really close to qualifying for it, go after it anyway. This can lead, when you're sitting in that, imposter syndrome leads to stagnation, right? I want you to create movement. I want that river to flow so that you can create advancement in your industry, in your business, in your field. You can get those clients. You can get that pay that you're looking for. What else? What can be, what can you get if you get away from imposter syndrome? Guess what? It can improve your mental health. The longer you sit in imposter syndrome, that's doubt. It tears you down. It is not a positive feeling. Your heart hurts. I know. And I'm telling you, it creates anxiety and frustration and uncertainty and fear. And when you can get out of imposter syndrome, it can positively impact your energy. It can boost your self-confidence. It can reduce stress, improve your overall well-being, get you out of that depression funk. It can create the necessary dopamine and, all the chemicals in your brain that I'm not remembering right now. It can create all those chemicals to work for you instead of against you. It creates increased productivity and performance. It allows you to get focused on what it is that you know that you need to do. Build stronger relationships. Imposter syndrome can affect your relationships. I know that my husband, he was asking me all the time, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Just step away. Let me get through this. Maybe she's right. Who am I to be the CEO? And he's like, are you kidding me? My husband is one of my greatest allies, okay? He's also one of the people who will call me out on my stuff too. But he, you know, that relationship, it built a stronger relationship for me with my husband, because I said, maybe I am an imposter. And he said, look at what you have done. Right? Okay. The other things that you can get when you get out of imposter syndrome mindset is you start to break the barriers. You start to build businesses in male-dominated fields. You start to create success in areas that you didn't think you were. You have opportunities that show up for you, right? Oh, I mean, can you imagine being the strongest woman walking into a room of people and people are all looking when you walk in the room because you stand in and you own that role of who you are? Don't let somebody else's opinion. See, that person who said to me, I'm a terrible CEO, has never been a CEO. How does she even know what a terrible CEO looks like? And I know that she worked in very few corporations. So again, she worked mostly with small businesses. She said, you're not like any other CEO that I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, I'm glad. That's been, to me, that was a good one, right? You got to break those barriers. You get to shift those roles. You get to step in and be an advocate for other women. If you're playing small and holding on to believing that you're an imposter, you will not help advance other women moving forward. Your own personal growth. Whew, that's huge. Understanding your own strengths, embrace your own vulnerabilities, challenging your own self-talk. These are all the things that when you can get past imposter syndrome, woo, girl, you just go. Yeah, I'm not stuck in it anymore. It was a short period, but nonetheless, it was a period that I didn't like. But it's a period I had to go through in order so that I can support other women who are stuck in it as well. So let's talk about how, again, you can solve this. Is there some doable actions that you can take this week to show yourself that you belong in that room, that you belong on that board, that you can claim whatever business title you want to go after? First thing is, I want you to start bragging out loud. Look, women will brag about other people who have helped them. We'll brag upon our men. But how often are women bragging about themselves? We've been taught to not do that. It's egotistical. You need to have humility, do all of these things. And I'm telling you, it's time that you start bragging out loud. What have you accomplished? Right? Post one thing on LinkedIn or whatever social media that you build credibility on. Post something on there that was a win for you. I'm serious. Every single week, or at least once a month, if you could challenge yourself to post a win on whatever platform that is that builds your credibility. Tell people, this is what I, you know, this is what I accomplished. These are some of the skills I learned in that. Tell people kind of a quick little process, not a real long one, but a quick little process. That's an actionable step that you can take this week. What else can you do? You can upgrade your seat. Speak up at least one or two meetings that you attend. Look, I'm part of some networking events and I'll hear some, I speak up. I will say, whoa. You know, I don't correct speakers. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm in a meeting with something and I have something of valuable to share, whether I think it's extremely valuable or minorly valuable, I'm telling you, speak up. Say, hey, have you thought about this? What about this thought? Or I'll even ask a question. If I don't want to necessarily give a thought, I'll speak up and say, hey, can you tell me how you see this working with XYZ? Ask a question that allows people to come, you know, to respond to you, and then repeat it back. You know, you could do that as well. You can go, what I'm hearing you say is, and repeat it back so that you have clarity. And then when you get home, you ask yourself, but did I die? You know, we've all heard that, right? We've taken a risk, but did you die? No, you didn't die because you asked a question. And you didn't die because you spoke up. If somebody shuts you down, one of the things I'll say, somebody in the past has, like I've said something and I kind of got brushed over. And then a gentleman will say the same thing. And I have allies in the room go, didn't Kimberly just say that like 5 minutes ago? And I'll just go, yep. And they'll go, oh, sorry about that. You know, that then, you know, it's having allies. Be an ally for another woman. Give me a man too. But if we want women to be seen, if we want women to be able to step up, when you hear somebody else take somebody else's comment and then turn it around, be an ally for them. Upgrade your seat. And the next one is ask for the thing. Ask for the promotion. Ask for the opportunity. Ask for the client. Don't wait for them to ask you. It doesn't work that way. It would be nice if I said, hey, here's what I'm selling. Everybody come and buy it from me. And they did. No, it's here's what I'm selling. Can I talk with you? Here's this offer. Are you willing to buy? We have to ask for the sale. We have to ask for the promotion. We have to ask for the opportunity. Nobody's handing them out to us. So ladies, it's time we stepped up and started asking for the thing, whatever that thing is for you. Maybe you're not an imposter. Maybe you're just overdue for your debut of coming out as one of the most powerful women in the room. Think about it that way. It's time to retire the imposter costume. Keep your heels and walk in like you own the place because you do. It's time to stop saying, I'm an imposter to yourself. And it's time to be bold and be proud. Hold your head up high, walk into the space and say, I own this space in the male dominant space. I own the space of command presence for women in business. What are you owning your space in? I own the space as a woman-owned private security, private investigations business. What space are you owning? Now, I'd love to hear how these tips worked out for you. I'd love to hear what you've taken action on, the doable things that I talked about. So go to KimberlyBorgans.com. At the top, click on The Hive and come and join me over in The Hive Hangout. I'm telling you, it's time to let go of this imposter syndrome belief and start to step into the confident, powerful, resilient woman that you are with some fierce power and some fierce protection from other women out in the world with you. Thank you for joining me today here on Superheroes in Heels. Again, I'm Kimberly Borgans, and I'm so excited to have you join me today. If you would leave a review, leave a comment, come find me on social media, whatever that is, come over and join me in the Hive Hangout. I'd love to have you. Be blessed, give some grace this week, and own your role. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.